In 2023, the JSE launched an initiative aimed at assisting SMEs to access funding to help them grow, create jobs, and contribute meaningfully to the South African economy, also offering them support and direct engagement with investors. The initiative is called JSE Rise Capital Matching Roadshow, and it's coming to Gauteng, Limpopo, and Western Cape. It's intended to help SMEs get funding ready and connect them with potential funders, something that is no doubt very much needed in the SME sector. It's an exciting project, and to help explain it, we're joined now by Kleola Kunani, Head of SME Development at the JSE. Hi, Kleola. Thanks very much for joining us. The JSE is Africa's largest capital market. So what inspired the creation of the SME Rise Capital Matching Roadshow? Also, what challenges have you identified in the SME sector that you're aiming to address?
Thank you very much for having me. So just a little bit of history. The JSE has generally supported the growth of businesses, right? Not just large enterprises, but the growth of the economy. So I think rooted in all of this is economic development. And as we know, in an economy like South Africa, that is not just something that's a nice to have, it's something that's imperative. So when we look at the work that we've been doing in terms of SMEs, it's very much aligned to that strategy and that focus. When we started, it started with an initiative that was very much focused on just acceleration for medium-sized companies. As you know, we have about 3 million businesses in South Africa in total. Only 1,000 of those are large enterprises. And we have a huge number of companies stuck in the middle, basically not scaling fast enough. So the intention was initially to say, how do we grow those medium-sized companies to become large enterprises? Because ultimately, the entire ecosystem benefits if they do. If I can take an example, which is one of my favorite examples, if you look at just a Pick n Pay, for instance, if you just had one more Pick n Pay, how many more people can it employ? You know, how many more suppliers would it have in the value chain? So both large enterprises as well as small businesses benefit if we're able to scale businesses. And as we were doing this work, one of the things that we realized was there's a big gap in terms of funding access and funding readiness for smaller businesses and not just medium businesses. And that's where this initiative was born, specifically capital matching.
We hear a lot about the SME sector as the main engine of job creation in South Africa, but it also has a very high failure rate. And there's a lot of studies to back that up. Talk about some of the challenges facing SMEs today and what solutions or support structures are needed to help them thrive and overcome this high failure rate.
One of the fundamental ones that we need to look at is financial literacy. When a business, you know, you can be great at your business and have a great business, but if you don't know how to manage financials or even the language of money, it is very difficult to be sustainable. Because as things shift in the business, just consider one of the biggest reasons why businesses close is cash flow. If you don't understand how to manage cash flow, if you don't understand how long you need to manage your financial, you know, runway, it does become a significant challenge. Other challenges in South Africa, well, access to funding is a big one. That's why we're doing what we're doing. But also, if we look at South Africa, what's unique in terms of our market is that we have other challenges such as crime. Of course, infrastructure is a significant challenge and market access. Our economy is not growing as rapidly as it should. So everybody in the value chain then carries that brunt of lack of access to market.
Okay, so you launched the initiative in 2023. Since launch, tell us a little bit about the impact the initiative has had on participating SMEs and maybe any success stories.
So when we launched, we started in the Western Cape, and just a little bit of context, when we go and do this initiative, we partner with the economic development for each of the provinces. In the Western Cape specifically, we partnered with Western Cape Economic Development and Tourism. And then last year after that, we then rolled it out in the Eastern Cape. Similarly, partnered with the Eastern Cape Economic Development and then in Free State. And this year with Gauteng and Limpopo as well, and again with Western Cape Economic Development. So the first success, I would say, is a measurement of partnership. What we managed to do very well was partner with both government and private sector and bring the ecosystem together. In addition to that, we had Department of Small Business Development, SETFA, which was then CIFA and CEDA, but they've merged now to become SETFA. And then we also brought to the table various funders, from your banks to your alternative financiers, equity, you know, VC financiers, to alternative financiers. And that is really something that nobody else has been able to do, is bring the ecosystem and convene everyone for a common purpose, and to say, how do we both fund companies, fast track access to funding, but also make sure that companies are funding ready? So that was the first measure of success, that we managed to do that, not just from the first year, but consistently year on year managed to ensure that we had partnership and the right kind of partnership to make sure that this works. And then secondly, we managed to educate a lot of companies in terms of funding readiness. Last year, I can give a stat, we had 1,300 companies that registered. Majority of them completed the funding readiness. And this year, we're aiming to have about 2,000 that we, you know, provide this training to. Now, why is funding readiness so important? So whether a company decides to go through and get funding or not, once they have funding readiness skills, it helps them manage their financials better. It helps them understand the legal requirements of their own business. It helps them improve their strategy, as well as help them understand how to improve their market access. So that's a significant measure of success for us, to say, are the businesses that are going through this program learning so that they can be sustainable, whether they decide to get access to funding or not? And then obviously the last measure is that we're able to match so many companies with funders. The first year, about 62%. And then after that, you know, consistently growing and improving how many companies we're able to match with funders.
Those are terrific stats. 32% were made or connected with investors. Now, when is the roadshow kicking off? What regions will you be in? And I guess importantly, small businesses listening to this, they want to know what the criteria is in order to participate.
We've already kicked off the roadshow, which is the good news. But there's two parts to it. There's first the roadshow, where we are going and meeting with stakeholders, business associations, incubators, municipalities. So we consider everybody that are working with SMEs. So we're meeting with them and educating them about what we're doing, because we also find that there's a gap there. And then we're meeting with entrepreneurs and then getting them to register and participate in the funding readiness. So that is already kicked off. We started that in the Western Cape. We're going to Limpopo next week. And today we were in Soweto. In fact, and today we had 350 companies. Yes, that came through to come and learn and understand how they can become funding ready. And then we'll have the events in Gauteng at the end of November, and then in Polokwane on the 1st of November. And then next year we'll have, on the 4th of February, we'll have the event in the Western Cape. But leading up to that, we are already on road shows, meeting with companies, making sure that they go through the process so that they can get access to funding sooner rather than later.
So I guess the message to SMEs is register for the roadshow. Then you'll find out what are the criteria required in order to be connected with funders. So what is the registration processes, and where can they go to register?
Very easy. They can go into the JSC website and just search for capital matching and then go through the registration process. We have a minimum, very minimum criteria, but just to explain that in terms of funding, funding criteria depends on the type of funding. As you can imagine, a company looking for purchase order financing, the criteria is going to be slightly different from a company that's looking for equity, or a company that's looking for, IP financing, et cetera. So, but we do have a minimum that requires that the company should be a South African business, because this is for South African companies, that they have a minimum operating history of 1 year, and that they're looking for a minimum amount of 50,000 rand. And then we take them through the process, and depending on the type of funding they require, we match them with 3 to 4 different financiers that they can engage with about their business. And we do it very well in a closed cubicle, you know, very private, with deal makers, so that it's not like a Shark Tank type of thing. It is respectful and mindful of the business and their confidential information. So we really want the businesses to succeed. We want them to feel comfortable. And more importantly, we want them to feel prepared to position their businesses and they'd get the right type of funding for their company.
What a great initiative. So advice to small businesses, head over to the JSE website, register to participate in this roadshow. And we look forward to hearing about how this actually goes once this is all done and dusted. So thank you very much for joining us, Cleola Kuneni, Head of SME Development at the JSE.
Thank you.